Good morning, Steve Skinner, keeping you company here at KFFR for another half hour or so. Yes, all these coal songs are leading somewhere. We've got Nicholas Bernhardt on the line. He's author of November in America, A Story of Thanksgiving. Nicholas will be speaking tomorrow from 6 to 8 at the Grand County Historical Association in Fraser. Good morning, Nicholas. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for coming on the program and bringing that historical perspective up to little old Fraser, Colorado.
Absolutely. Second time coming there. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, I suppose some people might not know that Colorado is pretty much one giant mining experience, especially in the late 1800s and early 1900s. And your book is a historical fiction about the story of the coal miners and their strike in 1927. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your book?
Absolutely. I think a lot of people are familiar with the history of hard rock mining in Colorado, gold and silver, but very little information is out there about the coal mining that helped shape, especially the Front Range area. So my book is a historical fiction about the coal strike of 1927. Well, a lot of the towns in East Boulder County were started around coal mining. Coal was discovered out there in 1856. And unfortunately, the miners really weren't treated very well by the coal companies. There were all sorts of ways that miners could be shortchanged. They worked in really horrific conditions for very meager pay. Mining had a very high mortality rate at the time. A lot of miners, especially in like the 1910s, worked in company towns where they had very little freedom. Sometimes they were paid with scrip, which is a voucher that could only be spent at a store owned by the mine. But in 1927, these grievances came to a head again. And they went on strike. That strike was led by a group called the Industrial Workers of the World, also known as the Wobblies. And the strike exceeded anyone's expectations. It was actually the largest miners' strike in Colorado history. It started around Labor Day in 1927. By the end, a month later, 12,000 miners were on strike. And every mine in coal mine in Colorado had been closed except for one, a Columbine mine east of Boulder. And unfortunately, it came to a very shocking end in November, 3 days before Thanksgiving. So my book talks about what led up to that strike, some of the events that happened during it, and what its legacy was, because it ended up having a pretty big impact on American labor rights.
Talking to Nicholas Bernhardt, author of November in America, A Story of Thanksgiving. Yeah, this book is really a story about unions and pre-union United States of America, yes?
It is. At the time that this strike took place, there were very severe restrictions on Colorado workers. There was a law in Colorado that it was illegal to protest in public, to even complain about your working conditions, let alone even to picket. Would get you thrown in jail. And it was unions like the Industrial Workers of the World in particular who fought that very hard and fought for free speech rights and the freedom to assemble. And that's really what a union is. It's people coming together in support of a common cause.
Some communities and states and politicians and leaders vilify unions to this day. And What would we be like without having some of those unions and some of those opportunities for people to gather and express themselves in those kinds of situations?
Well, we would be greatly diminished. It was only from, you know, really any movement in this country has been from people coming together, being able to speak as one. That's what the freedom of assembly is. And as far as the negative image of unions, there is an argument that being compelled to join a union is harmful. And maybe and actually, even back in the 1920s, one of the leaders within the IWW had commented on that. But the point that I also try to make in the book is that you know, the business leaders, the coal, the people who own the coal mining companies, they would get together and make plans about the future of their business and what the prices were going to be or what they would do about the workers. And so they would organize and make their plans. But why is it that when the workers would get together and make plans, that was seen as subversive or un-American? I think that's a strange view, that when business leaders can get together, but workers can't.
Sounds awfully familiar. So
yeah,
Nick,
I'll definitely try to talk about that in the book.
Nicholas Bernhardt is author of November in America, A Story of Thanksgiving, speaking tomorrow at the Grand County Historical Association from 6 to 8. It's a presentation about the coal miners' strike of 1927. Tell us a little bit about your process. How did you research this book?
It started when I was working at the Lafayette Historical Society. Lafayette's a little town east of Boulder. And I'd lived there for most of my life, but eventually I'd been hired to produce some documentaries for them on the history of the town. As I was doing my research, I came across the story of what had happened at the Columbine Mine. And I was amazed. I'd lived there my whole life, and I'd never heard about it. And this event that had a huge impact on American labor rights. So I started doing more research. It took about a year of work to write the book. And I was very pleased with it. But it was about a year's process of going to libraries, interviewing people, reviewing old documentaries. There was one called, I believe, Out of the Depths by Eric Margolis that was shown on PBS many years ago. That was very helpful. And talking to people who lived in town. But it was immensely rewarding. I wanted something that would get people engaged with learning about this part of our state's past.
Give us a little hint about what we're going to see at the program tomorrow. Are you going to show slides, or you have a video presentation, something like that goes along with your talk?
Absolutely. I'm going to have some photos from Lafayette's past, and I'm also going to be reading a chapter from the book about kind of what led up to the strike.
Fantastic.
And I think people will really enjoy it.
Sounds really good. Well, we look forward to having you up here, Nicholas, and want to encourage everybody to get over to the Grand County Historical Association in Fraser tomorrow, the 13th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Nicholas?
Absolutely. So for my book, I wanted it takes place over a fairly big geographic area. I wanted some maps that would help show kind of where all these events were taking place. And I worked with an illustrator who goes by Mr. V. And he's a local in Grant County, and he illustrated the maps for the book, and I was very pleased with his work. So there is a local connection to the book as well.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow in Fraser. Nicholas, thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right. See you then.
See you then. Bye.